Hello, Calvary Chapel Stockman friends. I just wanted to encourage you with a quick word. These are strange times. We've never had a time like this where the church couldn't physically meet together. But I do believe that the Lord is still at work. The church building may be closed, but the people within the church, God's still very much in work in every one of you. And so I just wanted to encourage you with a couple passages. The first is Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. In those verses, we're told, instead of being anxious or worried about things, to lift them up to the Lord in prayer. Bring them to Him in prayer. And there's a lot of things that we could be concerned, anxious, worried about right now. There's virus concerns, there's loved ones, there's maybe we're concerned about losing touch with people and losing communication with people and relationships. There's a lot of things that we could be concerned or worried or anxious about. And I just want to encourage you to take those things to the Lord in prayer. Because when you do that, the second part of that verse says that His peace will guard our hearts and our mind. And when you pray, bring those things to the Lord in prayer, that's exactly what He's going to do. He's going to use His peace to guard your heart and your mind and quiet those anxieties, quiet those worries, and comfort you with His peace. The second verse is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 6. Many of you know it. It's a famous verse, but in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, we're told to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. And I really, really do believe that the Lord is still at work during this time, that there are ways that we could be praying to Him, and He will be showing us those that need an extra word of encouragement. He could be showing us who He wants us to be reaching out to. Now, we can't be physically with people right now, but we can be texting or calling or reaching out to people. And I think that He will, if you pray about it, He will lead you and show you what He wants you to be doing. He will show you and lead you towards those conversations that He wants you to call somebody or to text somebody or to make sure you're keeping in touch with somebody. And I really do believe that the Lord will use you and will guide you in that way. Like I said, the church building may be closed, but our portion of the body of Christ, Calvary Chapel Stockton, God's still very much at work in it. So continue to pray to Him, continue to be led by Him, and continue to follow Him. And come back to this website or other websites, our Calvary Chapel Stockton website, to get updates on when we're going to have live, for when we're going to have sermons online, or any updates that we'll have. Thank you for your time, and God bless.